Waleed?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, oops.
I got you a little something something.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't stop off at the gas station or anything on the way.
Oh, you know what? The gift is on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Like Amazon Prime?
Or? Yeah, Amazon Prime. Oh, wow, a card. Careful,
it's the sparkle card.
Oh, great. Oh, so much glitter.
It's going to get everywhere.
Dad, the memories we make together and the traditions I learned from you are always with me. Okay, that's pretty interesting. There's a little boy with a...
Just read this part first.
Okay, and Christmas is a perfect time to say thank you and remind you how much you mean to me. Merry Christmas with love.
Love you.
Oh, your beautiful smile, and this is, should I read this now or?
Oh, it's part of the card.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't write it myself.
Okay, well, it says love Zach at the end. Your beautiful smile makes me go that extra mile, and your amazing laugh is better than Zach's. Oh, so.
It's an actor.
I'm rhyming here.
Yeah.
Okay, so your amazing laugh is better than Zach Braff's.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can pull up Zach Braff if you want.
Thank you for being a great podcast co-host. You make me do oh so moist.
Most.
Most.
you make me do the oh so most.
What does that mean?
I just try to rhyme.
Oh, love Zach. Oh
yeah.
Thanks, man.
That was pretty nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're welcome. I think you said thank you, but
yeah, thanks.
So my gift.
It's on the way. Yeah.
Is it UPS, Prime?
No,
is it coming. Is it like a Tesla car that's
it's that we're taking delivery right
now. Nice. Those exotic car drop ups?
After this.
Dude, I can't wait. It's
not gonna be outside.
I can't wait.
Honda Fit Big Buck.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Nah, your gift card's coming.
Okay.
Welcome to episode 67 of the Zach and Waleed Show.
It's Christmas.
That's right. Two more episodes from
60. We can't hype it
episode
up
69.
We can't do it.
Why? What do you mean?
Because people are going to be tuning in, and we don't have any. We're not going to 69. We're going to fuck
no,
or anything.
Of course we are. We're gonna do the thing where you're gonna stand. Here,
okay.
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
Tell the people. Look at the people in the eyes and say that we're gonna do that.
Guys, we're gonna do it.
We're gonna suck each other off.
No, suck each other off.
Sorry.
Let's say we're at least try to do the cold open.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, we'll try. Can't be that hard. We'll fly in that couch.
Fly in the couch?
Yeah, we'll zoom out.
Okay.
Little production terms.
All right. Well, then I'm excited for episode 69.
That's right.
Coming in the new year.
Uh-huh.
We're not filming it after this.
No, right? Not at all, guys. We're not filming back-to-back episodes. What
Again?
Do you think? That's not movie magic. speaking of magic, you know what would be my Christmas gift for me and Zach?
Yes.
You guys like this episode?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I think when you like the episode, you get like snowflakes as the animation.
It does for
me. YouTube. Yeah. And they do sparkle.
Are you clickbaiting
say,
right now?
Ho, ho, ho.
Are you clying right now?
No.
For engagement?
No. Try it out.
Okay, yeah. And apparently if you sub and comment, it does the same thing.
If you do hashtag Christmas at the Zach and Waleed Show, you also get snowflakes and sparkles.
You'll also get a car in front of your house for free. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. And guys, wherever you listen to podcasts, be sure to rate us 5 stars and leave a review.
You also get snowflakes and sparkles.
Snowflakes, liberal snowflakes.
Yeah. Flooding the comments.
Flooding the comments. Oh, great. Not the snowflakes I want. And yeah, leave us a review. That'll be the Christmas miracle we could all wish for.
How are you at gift giving?
I am really bad. I have not gone shopping at all. I need to hop on Amazon after this. I need to start ordering everything. I need to get yours.
This is the first year that people have my in-laws have asked me what I wanted, and I kind of realized I was at 31 years old. I'm I kind of got to give them something now.
Yeah, socks, t-shirt.
Before it was just I get it. I'm oh, thank you. Yeah. And it was just a hug and that was it. But now I'm searching and trying.
You have to get them something or they have to get you something?
Wait, it's a reciprocal thing now. Now that we're 1 year of marriage.
Oh, great. Money. That's all I'm hearing.
But Lauren, social media manager Lauren, she's gifting gifts for everyone in the office and shit. And I'm sitting right next to her, working and shit. And she was like, oh, I got you something too. I got Waleed something. I'm like, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get you
anything.
You know what it is? You know what the best gift is? for the office? Ferrero Rochers. Those little chocolate gold things, whatever, right?
Oh yeah.
You can never don't fucking steal my gift guide.
No, the fucking the Turkish delights.
Oh, I should get a bunch of those.
Those have been sitting on our table since fucking Hassan.
Someone ate them.
We just hand them off to Lauren.
Just start giving them Zach and Waleed set pieces.
Our set is just diminishing piece by piece.
I think Luke is asking what he wants.
Whoa. You want that?
No. That's a weird thing to watch.
Is that a spank paddle?
No, it's a wooden spoon, dude.
Yeah, but...
I mean, at least he's a freak.
Imagine Nicolas Cage is spanking you. That's pretty cool.
These are all good gift options, actually.
Right? We had some cheap gift options.
Oh, that's right. You had a gift guide.
Yeah, a nice little gift guide.
Yeah, and can you explain what the gift guide is based on?
The gay gift guide? Is that
what you said? Did I say that?
I think you kind of
No, I stuttered. Yo. Hey.
I don't have a gay gift
stuttered,
guide.
I stuttered. I have speech impediments for the rest of my family.
Oh, okay. The handicap. Hey.
Yeah, I have speech impediments for the rest of my family. I start saying every slur ever. Guys, this is speech. I have a speech impediment. My lisp is really acting up.
Did you see the there was an interview with a CNN guy or something like that, and he interviewed a girl with Tourette's, and the whole interview was live, and she was just, are you yawning?
No, I'm relaxed.
Were you yawning when I'm telling you a story?
No, I'm relaxed, bro.
All right, yeah, the person had Tourette. I'm literally talking to you right to your face, and you just yawned right to me.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, if you're poor out
there. Tell me the story.
Person had Tourette's.
Oh.
There's a clip of it out there. I don't have the clip prepared, but it was pretty funny because she was just cussing up a storm right to the, I think it was the Cuomo? Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck me. I see it one time.
I'm not fucking yawning. You got no clips. How am I supposed to stay in tune? How is the audience supposed to stay in tune?
No bitches?
No. Yeah, no.
All right. Whatever. Our gift guide to you guys. You guys are all broke. You guys are all poor.
Yeah. We know that me and Zach are the ambassadors for the unemployed.
Yes.
For some reason.
Okay. Well, now you're fully employed.
Yeah. Well, I'm overly employed.
But we can help you guys out today with some cheap gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with some options for you guys out there. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and jot this down.
Yeah. Bring a notepad out. Maybe even voice record it on a tape recorder or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one is just a promise.
Okay.
Just like an IOU kind of vibe.
Right.
If they're a sports fan like myself.
Okay.
You just promise someone Super Bowl tickets for a really shitty team that won't make it to the
Ever
Super Bowl.
Ever to the Super Bowl.
A long, long
And so
time.
Do you write a fake ticket? IOU? Yeah.
Yeah. Chiefs, like
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Chiefs are good.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make it.
Yeah. They're good. So like the Cardinals.
Okay.
Right? The Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
They're bad.
And they're not a fan of the Arizona Cardinals.
No. I mean, that's true. They will become a fan in 2028.
Right, when they go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, when they draft that cool, hot quarterback, and they're like, whoa, I like that guy.
Okay, so you go up to them and go, I promise I'll get you Super Bowl tickets if they ever go to
In 2028.
In 2028.
Yes.
And what if they actually do?
Then I will hopefully save enough money by that time. I put away Super Bowl tickets every year.
Oh, smart.
Money for the
investment.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Weeks leading up to Christmas, say you've been taking art classes, and then you draw them a picture for their present, so then they can't hate on it, because they're like, you're actually trying.
Oh,
yeah, hey, so now.
Yeah, how I'm doing art class?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I've taken 2 weeks of art classes, and then you would say...
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's really cool. I'm proud of you. Yeah. So follow your dreams.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Hopefully one day I could draw a portrait of you. Or
okay.
Like
for sure. Fast forward 2 weeks later.
Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I draw that, your Tesla.
Oh, okay.
This is your Tesla. And right. I hand it to you. And then I'm like, Walid, you know those art classes I brought up a while ago?
Yeah.
Well, check it out.
Oh, Zach. You shouldn't have. Really?
Yeah.
No, yo, this is your art. Oh, what is this?
This is my family.
Oh, Zach, you really, really shouldn't have.
This is all the art classes I've been taking.
Oh, wow.
It's the wine classes. You know, when you drink and then you do the art.
Zach, are you going to these classes in a kindergarten?
Yeah.
In a preschool, perhaps?
I'm just breaking in.
Yeah, drunk as fuck.
Drying. Yeah, what do you think?
These are great, and I think someone would be very grateful. What the fuck is this?
This is Cinderella. This is Taylor Swift at a Taylor Swift concert with all their little Swifties.
Oh, okay. The liberal snowflake.
No, this is what Taylor Swift gets from her Swifties.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Two houses. Two houses and a diamond.
Billionaire.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a smart idea.
Thank you.
Because you make him feel bad if they give any, like,
exactly.
If they don't...
And
smart.
You plant the idea like in November.
Right, right. You start now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too late for everybody else.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. We're telling them for next year.
Next year. Start January,
yeah.
Actually.
New year, new artist.
Okay.
Get them cameos from Cody and Noel. That's cheap.
Yeah.
Fuck. I think Cody's is pretty expensive. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I have an idea. Sorry. Of cameos that I would go and shove the phone in Cody and Noel's faces because I work with them.
Oh.
Sorry. That's what I meant.
That makes more sense. So anytime you see them.
You just DM me and you say, Zach, can you give me a cameo from Cody and Noel? And I say, sure thing.
Okay.
And I just run up to Cody and Noel on a Tuesday. Right when they're on set, I shove the phone in their face. I say, shout out Alyssa. And they're like,
Zach,
what the fuck,
dude,
Zach?
The
get the fuck out of here. I'm like, thanks. And
thank
then I run
you.
Off.
You send the cameo. Oh, thank you. But they're getting it for free.
Yeah.
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 That's really smart.
It's cheap.
I'm going to start doing that to them, actually. Hey, can you just give me a cameo and then just say insert name here or just so we can just make it for anybody?
It was a little funny because, you know, Cody's Cody.
Yeah.
And like I remember I was on their pod one time and I was like, oh, I have like 5 cameos I got to do. And I was like making sure I did it. He's like, oh, damn, I haven't opened up that app in a long time. I think I missed out on a lot. I'm like, dude, that's how I pay like my weekly fucking like bills. And that dude's just like... Yeah, it's whatever.
Why don't you just do his?
That's true. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The deep face,
yeah,
AI.
AI, give me a...
Hey guys, it's Cody.
Hey guys, it's Cody. Have a step back.
I'm about to be a father. How crazy is that?
Speaking about crazy, it's your birthday. Blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Drop the name in. Good to go.
Okay.
I think Noel would be harder.
Yeah.
Noel would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Noel would beat you before you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noel would literally, yeah, just mm-hmm. throw my phone. This one's a weird... Why did I write this? Offer to donate semen, and if they refuse, say, what the fuck? I worked really hard on this.
You know it's really hard for me to write out. I got this shit on ice.
Like Christmas geyser?
Yeah. You know I can't be giving it left and right.
Yeah, dude. This is like my own special children.
How are you giving it to them?
Just in a palm of my hand. Someone else gets like a secondhand gift because it just splatters elsewhere.
Okay, that's pretty okay.
So I came up with 5 gift options.
Right. Well,
What are your five?
I have one.
Oh.
All you need is this one.
Oh, okay.
The other 5 is going to be too much like, to come and get come. And
then, Cody and Noel.
Yeah, Cody and Noel. Round to the
draw.
Camera. Yeah, draw,
Super
promise,
Bowl
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So this is what I suggest, all right? Conveniently around the holidays, you convert to Islam, okay? Fully convert.
That's super convenient.
Yeah. Start praying 5 times a day. Pray at 5 a.m. Start going to the mosque every Fridays for Jumu'ah prayer. And then when the holidays come around, you're like, oh, like, I gave you a gift. Where's my gift? You go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, my brother. My brother, my sister.
You go full deep Muslim. Yeah.
You gotta commit because if it's half assed, then they're gonna start poking.
Salam. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Sorry, brother Chad. I did not have a gift for you this
Chad.
Year.
Brother Chad.
Brother Chad, I do not have a gift for you this year. May Allah bless you.
Whoa.
Hell yeah. And then when the holidays are over, boom, revert back to whatever you were.
Can you do that? Can you flip-flop?
You could.
Snip, snap.
It's not really...
Haram.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like not really, you know, then they're going to figure out the reason why you're doing it. But just commit maybe even a little bit after the holidays and then after be like, you know what? I changed my morals.
Hey, inshallah, you find the path to Allah.
To Christmas.
To end Christmas.
To Christmas.
And maybe it makes you flip flop back and forth. Like if the path isn't.
Right. Yeah, Islam, it's that you're negotiating back and forth once you find out some of the rules. Pork. Oh.
I'm 5 months into this.
Oh, I can't eat pepperoni? Fuck.
Do you know the exact times that you have to pray? Like 5 a.m. is super fucking early.
Yeah, 5 a.m. is the one that like I know.
There really is 5 a.m.?
Yeah, bro. Are you kidding me? And you know what? In Muslim countries, you know how like there's an alarm, right? In Muslim countries. Mm-hmm.
The phone alarm.
Yeah, but it plays on a loudspeaker throughout the entire city.
I knew that.
So you have to get up no matter what.
So you can't snooze?
You can't. It's literally a tower that plays throughout the entire city.
Is there a guy like the Hunchback of Notre Dame guy with the bell?
It's actually in Muslim cities, there's a guy who like goes up there.
Really?
Drops his set.
Does
he
have a hunchback?
Yeah. I mean, he's been, you know, his posture is pretty bad these days.
He's an older gentleman. Upstairs. Is there an elevator?
I don't know. I've never been inside like the tower where they have to go do it.
Dude, there's got to be an escalator to elevator, dude. That's annoying.
But it was funny, the first time I heard it, I was like, what the shit? No way!
This is real?
This is real? I thought this was the movies.
Can we look up, do you know the other times? Like the Muslim?
Yeah, it's there's Fajr, and then you gotta do sunrise, and then...
Damn, 5:38, 6:53, lunchtime, 11:49.
It also changes, too.
Okay.
But these are the core times.
When can you postmate, like, some food? Like, can you
post? Huh? At any time.
Okay, so you can postmate, eat at 11:49.
Right.
Or 11:40.
Right.
Pray.
And then you gotta rinse yourself a little bit, too.
Every time?
Yeah, you gotta do, like, a zoo. You gotta, like...
A zoo?
Sorry,
I'm trying to convert.
What the fuck, dude?
Tell me how to say it correctly.
I mean, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's like, you gotta go, and you gotta clean your feet. You gotta, like, you know...
I get sweaty feet. Pretty bad.
I think you need to find a new religion.
I'll just stick to Catholic. Yeah. Okay. And then six? Why not like a midnight one, you know? Like
a nightcap?
Yeah.
Nightcap prayer? You could pray as much as you want, I guess.
Yeah, if you go above and beyond, then like you seek Allah faster.
Yeah, I mean that's what my grandma tells me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'll convert.
Wow, that was that easy?
Yeah. It's easy.
I guess we gotta initiate you now.
It's just the 5:38 one.
Like, you know, a lot of people miss that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, when I was at Just Me's birthday, Ahmed, we all got like wasted or whatever, right? And Ahmed, it's like 1 a.m., right? Or 2 a.m. He goes, yo, I'm gonna wake you up at 5 to pray. I'm like, no, please do not do that. I'm like, slow.
I'm an LA guy.
Come on, man. anyways, that's my suggestion. Go for it. If it's a lot of work, you gotta start buying gifts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But my gift is still...
Your gift is incredible. Yours is on the way. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep telling people that. Yours is on the way.
Because it's like, my birthday's too.
Oh, so I have to do it 2-in-1.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Your birthday's... Your God.
So if you want to just do like a mega fucking... What the fuck is this? Animal paw socks. No, novelty socks. Funny Christmas. Okay, that's way too much. Just an animal sock? For hooves. Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm right. He's adding to his cart right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be a horse guy? Dude.
I just gallop
around LA.
Yeah, Zach can't afford a car right now.
I'll see you guys at the bar. I don't even Uber home. Drunk guy.
should we arrest them?
Like the have cop? You seen the creepy Twitter account or whatever? It's like they just post like eerie videos and shit, and there was one from like a Ring camera, and it was like dark at night, and there's like some creepy like
this dude.
That's just me and my horse outfit just
coming back home trying to get in
at 3 a.m. No, 5:38 praying.
Yeah, that's how you gotta think of a prayer. Yeah. please guys, I had my first friends and family event. I know we talked about last podcast, and we talked about how great it was, but we lied because we pre-recorded it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we actually did it.
And it was a failure.
No, what the fuck?
Waleed's cart caught on fire. Two people died.
Unrelated to the car.
Oh, yeah. From food poisoning.
From people unrelated to food poisoning.
Yeah.
It was a hit. It was a hit. It was probably one of the most stressful things I've ever done in my entire life. Because, okay, a public pop-up, all right, you know, there's big expectations there. But this is me inviting literally my friends and my family, all right? I have people flying out of Toronto. I have Jane Trey coming out of Orlando.
Just made his appearance, his first public appearance
at the Waleed Kebab Cart, okay? So this is a big deal for me, all right? Stress out of my mind. I'm going to Costco.
Nice.
There it is. That was the first wrap we made.
Looks really good.
It was really good. It was good, right?
What's the ingredients in it?
I can't give that all that information out. What the fuck? What the hell, dude?
So if people have allergies to food, you could be like, I can't tell you.
Oh, no. Guys, if you have allergies or dietary restrictions, do not do not come to the car. Every allergen you could ever imagine is there. Dog hair. Bees.
That'd be so funny if you don't list the ingredients at all. You just fucking serve the food and you're like,
nuts,
what is this?
Every kind of nut.
Can't tell you.
Dairy, gluten, everything. No, it was a hit. It was a hit. It was a lot of fun. So a lot of fucked up shit happened before the event, all right?
Oh, okay.
One was I marinated all the meat and I didn't have nowhere to store it as far as like the fridge. So I left it out. I'm kidding.
I wonder I'm feeling a little sick. Yeah.
No, so luckily Jay and Trey had their fridge from their Airbnb, like a huge one. Right?
Oh yeah.
So I store it all in there, and I had so much anxiety because they kept making jokes of, "Ooh, a little midnight snack won't hurt."
They would honestly
do that.
The thing
is, they're big. They get hungry. I've seen these guys hungry and body like 10 sandwiches, like full piece of pies, and they keep going. Are you sure you want to put it in there? And I'm fucking freaking out. Keep texting them the whole night. Then the morning of,
send pics.
The morning of, I have everything locked in a storage container, right? Everything from the cart, the tent, the chairs, the table, the drinks, the supplies, the bins, whatever, right? The generator, everything I need for the cart, okay? I go inside in the morning. I'm like stressed. I'm running around. I bring the car up. I put the key in. I was doing it pretty slowly for the most part. I put the key in. The key fucking snaps. This is an hour before the event.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking screaming, no, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Screaming, I hear my neighbors opening the windows like, this can't be happening. And it's literally me by myself, all right, scared out of my fucking mind. And then go to the, I have the link of the keys.
Is your girlfriend just pregnant?
No, no. Go to the Google Drive. I have the doc. I have the link to the, yeah, right there.
Is this the picture you sent me?
Yeah, this is the picture.
Look, dude.
That's the fucking key to the lock, and I'm screaming.
So your thing started, your cart opening started at 11.
Well, you texted me this at
9.
I had to be there at 10:30.
Yeah.
And so I texted you this at 9.
Yeah. And you just texted me the picture.
Yeah.
And this picture says 1,000 words. I can hear you just say, fuck me.
And again, think about what's going through my head. My friends and my family flew out here. Imagine all of them pointing at me. Ha ha! That's all I can imagine in my head.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I know.
Bullied for years and years.
And so finally I call the locksmith, right? And then I tell Jay and Trey, because I was supposed to load everything up and then go grab the food from Jay and Trey's. I tell him, yo, can you come pick it up while I wait for this locksmith, whatever, right? Locksmith come through. He's having a hard time drilling through the lock, breaking the lock or whatever, right? So like, and he's going back in. Oh, the battery's dead for my drill. I have to go run back to the thing. All right, so he's already stressing me out. Then Jay and Trey come, bring all the food and coolers. They decide, hey, it'd be so funny if you pull a little prank. He's the most stressful of his life or whatever, right? So one of the coolers, they emptied it out. And then when they open, like he was loading it to the car, he drops it like this, like, goof, doof, 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 doof. Dude, my heart fucking dropped.
I saw the video.
Yeah, my heart fucking dropped. And they go, ah, it's empty. And I just did not.
You fucking like.
I did not laugh at all. I was just like. Finally, lock opens. Everything's good. I shove everything in the car, fucking speed down. Literally, a car. I'm so used to driving my car. I'm not used to driving a gas car, or whatever, right? Because like the brakes or whatever.
Oh, you poor thing. You have to shift your foot back and forth.
Yes, it's hard.
You poor soul.
It's hard. I'm fucking booking it down all the way to LA, make it, and then set everything up. Luckily, right before the fucking doors opened, everything was good to go. We made the first one. It went great. You had a good time.
I had a great time.
Yeah, Zach's actually MVP of the event.
Why was I MVP, Waleed? Why did I have such a good time?
Because I had him dress up as a waiter, as a bit. It was a little gag. I said, hey,
you pull up my...
It'd be so funny if you dressed up as a waiter. You know, we'll shoot a couple clips.
Because I was a waiter in the past.
Yeah, in the video.
And I saw therapy after. Yeah, because I still had therapy or waiter dreams.
And then he was only supposed to like dress up for like an hour and then go back to normal clothes. Then I don't know how, because I didn't tell you to start doing it.
Yeah,
it just kind
of good friend.
It just kind of happened. Zach straight up just was taking orders for 5-6 hours straight.
Dude, I literally was working.
Yeah, legit work. Okay, you want 3 beef wraps? Okay, taking notes. He has like 5 orders.
5 beef wraps now. Yeah. 5 beef wraps.
Running over to the cart to the cook and my mom. My mom also worked the cart, yelling at my mom and the cook. We need 3 veggies, 3 beef wraps, and make it pronto.
Dude, when they were like missing like one of the veggie wraps, I was like fighting with your mom. I was like, we're missing a veggie wrap, Kathy. Kay, come on.
Yeah, perfect. Come on, you're making me look bad.
Yeah, and then does it help that Jay, Trey, Sheldon, Josh were just sitting behind me the whole entire time, be like, yo, swipe me a beef wrap real quick.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, bro, I can't right now. Like,
big ass motherfuckers had like 5 plates. I was like, you guys had this before, let me give it to other people. We ended up running out of pitas.
Yeah, it was sick though. Like I had like waiter style. Like I had the food wrapped up my arm.
Dude, you were sick.
And I was just like dishing them out to everyone.
You were sick. And you memorized.
I was good.
Like
bro.
No yogurt. Okay, perfect. All right, boom. No feta. Okay. You were sick.
I still had the waiter jeans in me.
Yeah.
I was like looking at what's so funny about waiter jeans is a legit thing. All right.
It's
they never go away.
It's muscle memory. Yeah. I believe it because I saw it. I was like, huh?
Luke just laughing.
And then it got to the point where people were coming through and I goes, oh yeah, Zach will take care of you.
Yeah. But it was good. I had friends come and see me.
Yeah.
And I didn't talk to them at all.
I did not talk to anybody maybe for like 5 minutes straight. Anyways. That was sick.
So what's next?
No, that was pretty much, I'm done.
That was it?
Yeah, I'm bored. I'm bored now.
It was funny is I don't think I saw you on the grill at all.
I cooked the first one, all right?
For the pictures.
Not for the pictures, to show the cook how to make the thing.
Oh, yeah. And then you were like, oh, my brother, welcome.
You think, Zach, I am a business owner, all right? How am I supposed to build business if I'm behind the grill all day?
I'll build business, no
I'm an entrepreneur, all right? Maybe if you were such a bad waiter. Had
you
your
hire
own
peasants
yeah,
like
yeah.
myself.
No, the cook was sick, Lindsay.
Yeah, she was she crushed.
I used to work with this girl like way back in the...
I found out she worked at In-N-Out.
Yeah, she worked at In-N-Out for 8 years.
Yeah.
And also Nobu, so it was like a sick balance. But I was like, Vito hired her, and I was like, oh, like I've only met her on market. I don't know much about. She's a cook. I know she's a cook. I don't know much about her work history, dude. When I saw her on the grill,
she
was like, boom, 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 dude. She made me look bad.
Yeah,
I was like, oh fuck.
She was really good.
Yeah, she was sick.
Props to her.
And then food turned out. Everyone, the biggest feedback I got from the food was, damn, I didn't expect it to be good.
It was. Well, everyone always just like you post shit like your videos and your merch and stuff, like just joking around that like, hey, I can cook.
Yeah, whatever.
And then you buy the kebab cart and it was like, Waleed, taking this bit way too fucking far.
Oh yeah.
And then you cook and they're like, oh shit.
Wait, this is really good. That which was good feedback for me.
Yeah.
To get, because I'd rather have that than
So
it's mid.
Modesto.
No. The first one I'm going to try to figure out soon. I'm trying to figure out the first thing.
Ooh.
It's coming soon. It's going to be, I'm trying to aim for end of January at least.
Damn.
At least end of January.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a California city?
Yes, in a California city. Not Modesto. That would be too far of a drive.
We'll see. The Modesto people are waiting. What if we did it at a Modesto Nuts baseball game?
Oh, that'd be sick.
That would be sick
as
fuck.
Josh Palmer told me?
What?
He said he's going to book me for like a...
He was legit asking.
Yeah.
And by the way, he went off for the Chargers game.
Really?
Yeah. He had 4 catches, 113 yards, and a touchdown.
That's fucking. I should have betted.
No, you fueled him. You prepared him.
Yeah,
you cured him. He was injured.
I was,
and now he's better.
I was so scared because he had like four different. He had two of the lamb, and then he had like two wraps or whatever, right?
And he played.
Like, and he played. And he said, "Oh yeah, I'm going. Like my next game, I'm playing." And I was so scared because what if he got sick?
I know.
He got sick, and then I'm the injury report. Josh Palmer sick from Waleed's kebab cart, food poisoning. Oh, the Chargers injury report, and all these people, like all these sports reporters, like you fucked us. These Chargers fans.
Damn. Well, proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I'm definitely gonna have you work the next one.
Work as in like another 6-hour shift?
Yeah. You were good at it.
Thank you. Okay. It's all right.
Guys, come on. He was so good.
Yeah, I'll just clear. I'll clear my day again.
Yeah, we'll pay you.
I got fucked up after too.
What?
I drank a fucked. It was like a legit serving shift for
me.
And I just drank after like on my normal serving stuff.
Yeah, my boss is such an asshole, man.
Dude, I drank so much after.
It was funny too because the venue also had a turkey.
Oh yeah,
it was
a weird place.
That was a weird place.
Can we go a little more in depth?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, since the event's over.
The night before.
Not the night before, bro.
Why can't we do that?
It wasn't the night before. It was the week before.
Oh, the week before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to stop me. Like,
oh, no.
Don't say that.
I'd say there's time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For the cum on the walls to be
right.
Wiped off.
That's right.
There was a sex party the week before at the venue.
It was a no nut November party.
Got it. Yeah. So everyone's nut just.
No, it was if they wanted to nut, they could.
That's so funny. This was a downtown LA spot that you.
And it was indoors they did it. Our event was outdoors.
Oh, okay. Got it. That was that smell that was.
protruding.
Wafting outside.
That's why I turned the fan on for the cart so it could.
Yeah. It was a sex worker party the week before.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
I didn't go either. Yeah. I served, actually.
I was a waiter.
A pre-launch for the kebab cart.
Anyways.
How do you think we made the yoke?
Dude.
All right. We're done. There's dates coming soon for the cart.
Can I get into my weekend?
Yeah.
Jam-packed.
Ah?
Tons of fun.
Yeah, okay.
But on the way,
okay.
My weekend was movies.
Okay.
I watched a fuck ton of movies.
Okay.
And I found.
Why? Just randomly?
It was just a weekend to just chill and relax.
Nice.
Well, not like every other weekend.
Yeah,
working really hard. But this weekend, I finally found like a fuck ton of good movies and I wanted to rank them because I found my new favorite movie of all time.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It was my first time watching it.
That movie came out so long
ago. Oh, yeah. And I knew
won so many awards.
Can you just fucking? It's like my first time watching Breaking Bad. Just give me a fucking break. It won so many awards, yes. And I wanted to watch it for the longest time. I didn't see it in theaters, obviously.
Yeah.
And then like every time that I wanted to like rent it on Prime, Tots was like, "Don't waste your money on that. Don't do that."
Fair enough.
And I'm not.
Fair enough.
I'm not gonna illegally stream it because you get the breaks and the pauses.
The FBI's watching.
Yeah. You get the ad pop ups and shit.
Yeah.
But so finally, it was free to watch on Prime.
Okay.
And I watched it. 2 hours long of just absolute art, comedy, romance, action. You watched it before?
Yes.
Man, it's fucking good.
A year ago when everyone else watched it.
Oh, dude, it was so gay. Nothing matters.
Huh? I gotta rewatch the movie again. it's been a while, I guess. Yeah. Is that a reference to the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like the last line. It was like nothing matters.
Okay. And what?
It's fucking good, dude. And now I realize, like, I don't give a fuck about anything anymore.
Whoa!
Yeah. Pretty sick.
Okay. Actually, what'd you think of the movie?
It's my all time favorite movie ever. What so far? It's my first time watching it.
I know. It's just like so late.
It was so fucking good.
I guess that makes you like kind of cool in a way.
Yeah.
Like a hipster.
I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, you're bringing it back. Yeah. I'm fucking with that.
I have double fisted.
I'll fuck with that. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. It was fucking good.
It was sick.
At first,
when I remember.
I know. At first, I was like, there's a couple scenes. Where I was like, okay, this is getting kind of lame, blah, blah, blah.
What scenes? The sickest ones.
The sausage fingers part.
What? That was the best part.
The sausage fingers was
yeah,
not the...
Yeah, bro. That was like... Everyone loved that part, dude.
Well, yeah, it was nice when she, no, she found out that...
No, you fucking...
Hang on. Let me fucking digest the movie a little bit.
Okay.
the part where she found out feet are important over fingers.
Right, right,
when
right.
She played
right,
the piano with her yeah, toes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got off a little to that. I'm a feet guy, so that's pretty cool. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that part was, you know, it was nice.
Dude, they sold the, because the sausage fingers were such a big hit, they sold gloves that were sausage gloves. Yeah, they have some.
That's where that's from?
Yeah, bro. you watched, what movies you watched?
No. And then I cried twice.
Okay.
In the movie, there's different parts.
Yeah.
The part where he's like, I wouldn't mind doing taxes and laundry with you. I
oh,
cried.
The guy that. Oh, that yeah,
was
so yeah, yeah. That was.
Well, it wasn't the end.
Yeah. It's so towards the end, right. Okay.
And then the part where the dad was like trying to, like the line of family trying to stop the daughter from going into the bagel.
Okay.
The everything bagel.
Okay.
I had an everything bagel the next morning, too, by the way. Just for the movie.
Just for the movie, right.
Just for the fucking art of it.
Okay, and...
And I dove right into the everything bagel.
Right.
And now I'm nothing matters. Do you get all this?
Yeah, I think I remember most of it.
Yeah, but then...
I guess I gotta rewatch it this weekend.
It was so beautiful. I loved it. I fucking loved it. And the actor is my new favorite guy. Even though he hasn't been anything in a while.
Yeah, but that was the whole thing from last year at the Oscars. Yeah, awards.
He was so good.
Kwan?
Yeah. Oh, is he in Kung Fu Panda? The new one?
He's in a lot of movies. He was in Loki, the show.
Oh, yeah. I knew about Loki.
Okay, so you watched that one a year late. What else did you watch?
Barbie? Oh. Well, I remember... When the writer's strike happened, you came prepared for a foul tip episode where you did the Barbenheimer.
Right. No, I didn't do Barbenheimer.
Oh, you just watched Barbenheimer. Oh, you came prepared, like, and then that episode,
yeah,
we weren't allowed to, like,
talk
speak
it.
On it.
Yeah.
So you watched it, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
But I watched it last night.
Okay. And,
it was okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was like... I got the message.
Oh, typical guy.
Patriarchy.
Typical
guy. Horses rule.
Right.
And what else was it? And you got to feel. And that's about it. That's all I got from it.
That's the whole point of the movie, bro.
What was the whole point?
Oh, horses. Ryan Gosling.
Arches and feet matter.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling. You didn't like the movie?
It was okay.
What do you mean, dude? It was sick.
They just jam-packed the movie with stars and then, like, threw a couple, like...
Who? What stars? Ryan Gosling?
There was a fuck ton
Margaret
of stars.
Robbie? Who's that? I just heard of them this year, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like the plot was there, and then, like, they hit home with, like, a couple other plots or themes and stuff.
There was
a
beautiful daughter-mother storyline in it. There was...
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't for me. But you know what was better, though? Did you watch Super Mario Bros. Movie?
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I watched so many movies.
You know what? All these things came out this week, right?
Yeah.
The Netflix.
Have you not seen these?
You know, I went on Netflix the other day, and I saw
all
these.
I know, and they're all free.
They're all there.
Dude, the movies are so good right now. They're fucking... If you guys haven't watched them, fucking tune in. Hey, good...
Hang on, one thing I will say about Barbie, the musical acts was incredible.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling, his body's fun.
Yeah, everyone did such a great job. Simu Liu, fuck that guy.
Why?
I don't know. I just like.
Oh, because he's Ken. He was the Ken that took Barbie
mm-hmm,
from Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like him in that Shang-Chi movie. I think he was too fun in the Marvel universe.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think that the Shang-Chi movie. There's no real ending. You don't know what's gonna happen at the end, so I didn't like it. Anyways,
Super Mario Bros. I thought it was better than Barbie. Little fun take for you, but yeah.
Okay, what was good about Super Mario Brothers?
I just thought the plot was there. It was good action.
I actually hated Super Mario Brothers.
Why?
No Italian accent.
Oh,
come on!
I didn't think it was that bad. Chris Pratt's accent, I didn't think was that bad.
No, he didn't do an accent.
Well, yeah, you don't have to.
No, you have to, bro. What's the whole point of the movie?
Was it? Was the
beginning scene?
Was that guy?
Yeah,
the actual. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, Zach, you're a year late.
I scooped all of you.
Yeah,
I tweeted it out. I was like, "Yo, did you guys watch the part in the beginning? That was the actual actor."
They talked about the accent. They talked about how they're not gonna do the accent.
I was gonna say because his accent, the guy that was playing the game, like at the beginning, yeah. The arcade game. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, damn, that was spot on.
Because that was.
And then he came back at the end and he did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
What if he did a different accent? Like an Indian accent? The whole movie? You'd be like, whoa, hey.
And you would like it better?
I would like it. Then it would...
I thought Charlie Day as Luigi, I thought was actually pretty
good. Was Luigi?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Scooped.
I'm kidding. I knew that.
Damn it. Oh, and then Keegan-Michael Key as Toad was... They definitely altered, like... his
no, he sounds like that.
No fucking way.
You ever
way.
Watch Key and Peele?
No
at TV,
fucking
or
way.
He sounds like that.
Oh yeah. He did good too. But yeah, that's it. Also watched Leo.
Oh my god,
that one's new ish.
Yeah, it's new. It's
I
new.
Love that movie. So fucking
actually,
good.
Actually, I enjoyed this.
I movie. Hated the animation. Super Cocomelon-y. Like Danny Gonzalez makes fun of those YouTube videos or whatever.
Not really. It's like,
bad.
No, it's not that bad.
But. Adam Sandler finally made like a good movie for after a while of making shit.
What do you mean, Hubie Halloween? That wasn't a good movie.
You can't even think of the name properly. But anyways, that's what I did over the weekend.
Okay, that's your move. That's your all your movie recs.
Did I miss anyone? Did I? What else did I watch? I think that was it. Oh, Leave the World Behind.
Oh yes.
Oh, that one's new.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
That movie actually. Fucked me up.
Dude, yeah, that one was eerie weird.
That movie fucked me up. Yeah. The scene with the Tessies.
I know. Yeah. Todd said that the Teslas are there are some Teslas that are being recalled.
Yeah, well, so it's over the air update. the car just goes crashing on set.
Your ride's here.
I guess like the autopilot feature, people are taking advantage of it too much. But they're just putting it on and putting their feet up.
Who's taking advantage of it?
People,
the hackers?
Yeah, the hackers.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was scary as fuck.
I didn't know it was produced by Obama's.
Oh, great. I'm out.
Tin foil hat guy over here.
What are you trying to say?
Dude, the fucking war that could happen with like being hacked like
so 4 more years
digitally into
is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Of who?
Exactly. Of anyone.
Yeah, I did see that. I was like, produced by Barack and Michelle.
But they're trying to. The message I got was they're trying to bring back the millennial lifestyle, and that's where I thrived.
Okay, what is that? What do you mean?
Like no phones. Drawing, writing, conversations in
okay.
person.
For sure, for sure.
Screen time way down, FaceTime way
TV.
Up.
TV.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
How
would you thrive in a non-technological world?
Oh, I would die.
Okay.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I would be dead.
No Tesla. You'd have to move your foot back and
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, like, fuck.
Gas.
Fuck that.
Oh, damn. You
Phone,
poor soul.
Fuck that.
I didn't know.
How was am I supposed to tweet about the kebab carts?
Was the ship that like crashed into the, I think it was in Italy or something like that. Was that freight ship like current? Did you see that?
Oh, that video I saw today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, I knew it. That's what I thought. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, because the Leave the World Behind movie happened, obviously, over the weekend, and then I saw the video of the carrier ship, whatever you fucking call it.
Yeah.
Like, hit the side.
The cargo ship.
Yeah, the cargo ship. Hit the side of, like, some...
dock or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way that actually just fucking happened.
No, I bet you someone
brought it back to life.
That's what people do. When shit like that comes out, they're just like...
The 2021 Suez Canal obstruction.
Oh, you know what happened here? This is what, like, fucked up, like, the...
Economy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. But I don't remember why it happened.
Dude, go back to that picture.
Tin foil hat. Dude, high winds my
this
ass.
This gives me, like... This photo gives me, like, parallel park anxiety.
This is why you have the Tesla.
Yeah, like, fucking fuck. I'm just gonna leave the spot.
That's honestly why I want a Honda Fit.
Yeah.
For parallel parking.
It's so embarrassing.
So I don't have to worry about like big ass fucking
cargo
maneuvers. Yeah.
Spot.
Yeah. I figured that wasn't like current. The cargo.
The cargo ship.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We've always talked about it in situations like that. You're gone, right?
I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Instantly. Any war in America, I'm offing myself.
Why don't you?
I was close during COVID. That was a scary time.
Why don't you protect? Like, why don't you like? You know,
I'm out, dude. I have no survival skills.
Okay, we
I'm
get
done.
Drafted.
Gone.
What about Zach and Waleed get drafted? That'd be such a good video.
The next live show.
Think about the views.
Oh yeah. I just have a GoPro of him just like fucking. You see blood splattering on the GoPro.
Helicopter.
My favorite GoPro footage is the one where the guy watches the trains go by and it's a fisheye of a GoPro.
Yeah, he can barely.
And he just like fucking has like the eyes spread wide. And
dude,
like,
if I was a train conductor, I'd be fucking scared. Like, dude, we're getting robbed. So in India, the trains like are just filled up. Like anyone fucking like on the top, on the sides, on the bottom somehow.
Yeah.
The trains are just fucking filled up or whatever, right? And sometimes people stand too close to the train rail. Or the where the train stop is, and people will go and fucking slap people on the rail.
I thought I didn't know where you're going, and you were laughing, and I was like, "Are you gonna say someone gets hit by a train and dies?"
No. They go by and they slap the fuck out of them. That's what we should do to Francis. Be like, get the fuck away from the train, bro. You're way
that
too close.
GoPro angle is my favorite. Imagine me at war.
Imagine him getting
with this footage.
Imagine him getting slapped by the train.
He'd cry. He's an angel.
He is very
we're
sweet.
We're supposed to preserve him. Yeah. But just this angle of me like going front lines.
Here's the they want to give us the role. Like, you know, there's like so many roles in the military. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be.
I'd be a waiter.
No. We'd be like doing social media.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We'd be doing like content and shit. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude, I could make like sick videos for them.
we're doing filters.
What? Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're really bad at it.
All right, can you do this trend?
They do pop-ups at like the randomest places for like, come sign up. They do high school.
Yeah.
They like the lunch areas.
The recruiters.
Yeah, the lunch areas where people like don't give a fuck about whoever is standing out there in high school.
Oh, and they always bring out the Hummer.
The Hummer, and then they do the pull-up bars.
Oh, yeah, the pull-up bar.
Can you do 20 plus pull-ups?
I bet you can't do 20.
The guy does like half of one, and like, you're good. Go ahead, sign up.
You do 20? I bet you won't sign 4 years of your life. Commit to the U.S. military.
I will.
I'll take that bet.
Hella competitive?
Yeah.
You would do that.
Yeah, I would.
You would definitely do that.
I would. Fucking.
Where else would they? Marine World? They pop up at Marine World.
Yeah. I'm also thinking what other roles.
Disneyland.
What other roles would be good out there?
Can you imagine the army people sign people, like the kids at Disneyland, like happiest place ever, and they're carefree just signing some shit.
Yeah. Oh, this is just the waiver for the ride.
A few years later, like, hey, remember that Disneyland signature I got?
Committing like so early on. I didn't sign up for this. Yeah, you
did.
Yeah,
you fucking did. Anyways. You want to do our sports world versus gaming world?
Yeah, go ahead. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. A couple episodes ago, we started bringing back sports.
That's right. That's
a little
right.
Sports takes.
And to counteract it, I started talking about Fortnite.
Because honestly, the comments were heavy gaming.
Yeah.
But there was...
Not gaming, brother. Hang on. Gaming's a wide world, all right? Talking about one.
All right.
Fortnite.
And also our last episode, which we doubled... did like 2 weeks ago when we saw the leak of GTA.
Yeah,
not the leak of GTA at all. Some random combination of games that were put together and then we got duped and then we came out with that title. But anyways, people were like, you know, this isn't the actual
fucking losers.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah. Anyways, we came out with a sports and gaming topic.
Right.
So, how is Fortnite going for you in the Legoland world?
Oh, no. Not just Fortnite in general, Zach. Not just Lego in general. Fortnite has been crushing it, all right? With the latest season, all right? Including Rocket League Racing in Fortnite.
Wow, really?
Yeah, see? I haven't played it yet. Guitar Hero. You do like full-on Guitar Hero now.
Are you shooting people? Or
no,
is it like,
no. This is like, I'm telling you, bro.
With it, music notes?
Fort is going to be fucking huge. You can buy skins and buy music and play fucking Guitar Hero, like in a band with like your boys and shit. All right. Then they release Lego Fort, which that's a whole nother fucking, that would be a whole nother podcast, brother. And this season, they have the Peter Griffin skin that I've been dying to get. Let's pull it up real
he's
quick.
He's jacked, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's swole as fuck, dude. That's what I love about the game. There's the universe doesn't even matter anymore. There's Spider-Man, there's LeBron James, there's Rick and Morty.
I saw the people like they're
Walking Dead, Dragon Ball Z. Look at this.
So it's not even a shoot 'em up game anymore?
It is. They still have the shoot 'em up mode. Look, he's swole as fuck. I'm 2 pages away from getting this on my battle pass. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, that sounds so cool, dude.
The comments know.
I bet the comments were like, yeah. Damn.
The funny,
Wally's crushing.
The funny, the Easter egg is in like in the game. He's in there, and if you kill him, he does the it's fun. It's just fun gaming, you know.
Nice.
And then, but I've been playing Lego Fort. Okay, so it's Minecraft.
This is the thing where I saw people like flying platforms.
Yeah, well, oh, the gliders and shit like that. I made one, by the way. But it's essentially Minecraft, way fucking better. All Lego characters. Okay, I bought the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle skins too, but the whole bundle $36.
Dude, hey, I'm telling you, you got money to do it.
Fortnite has me in a fucking chokehold. Not only do they have a chokehold, but they're fucking spitting in my face and calling me a dirty slut.
You are the exact audience.
They're slapping me in the face, calling me a dirty slut as I buy the bundle.
You are the exact audience that they are catering to.
Yeah.
Like the fucking...
What?
The cucks.
Yeah.
that they are making buy shit.
Dude, it's fucking good as fuck. All right. So essentially, you could build stuff. There's survival, there's creative. It's essentially just Minecraft.
So the Guitar Hero and the driving, the whatever.
Rocket League.
Like, that's part of the shoot 'em up.
No, these are two other game modes within Fortnite.
Oh. And so you can just have fun.
You can do whatever the fuck you want, dude.
But I thought people were sad that Fortnite is kind of dwindling away because
See, the people who are sad aren't open to change in their lives, okay? That's why. And that's why they're going to be stuck in an old generation while the new guys are going to take over.
You know you're 30 in May.
Exactly, bro. And guess what? Oh, shit, did you hear about this?
No. Read it, please.
On the first day Lego Fortnite was available, users repeatedly recreated the 9/11 attacks.
Oh!
Look up 9/11 Lego Fort, real quick, and then we can move on to sports. Oh, here it is.
Dude!
So, like, they'll build the... And I built a plane before, too.
So, that was a... What did he just do? Oh, my God! Where's the meme of someone leaning into George Bush and saying, "Sir, a plane just hit the tower."
In Legoland? Yeah. Is Lego George Bush?
Sir, a second plane has just hit the tower.
Dude, it's sick. I've been getting so creative. I built a monorail, like a train system throughout the whole map.
Nice.
Anyways, what's up in the sports world?
Can we get into real things?
Yeah.
Things that matter in life.
Comments. Yo, that was a monorail, Wally, dude. You're sick.
This is why I subscribe to Zach Wally.
Support. I'm donating $10 to.
Otani. Remember last week I said Otani was signing with the Giants?
Oh yeah.
This is why foul tip went away. Because my amazing hot takes. Otani did not sign with the Giants.
That's right. He signed to not. The Giants, right?
He
the Dodgers.
Signed to our rival.
Woo! LA! Woo!
For 10 years.
$700 million.
$700 million, Khalid. The largest sports contract in North American
history. I heard the jerseys sold out like
within
48 hours. Yeah. Like the best selling jersey ever.
And you know, the coolest part is?
What?
Is he only wants $2 million per year for 10 years. And then after that, he's asking for $68 million. For like another 10 years or some shit like that. So like the Dodgers can sign as many players as they want still.
Aww.
Shut the fuck up.
That's why I fuck with him, man. That's why I fuck with Otani.
And he's also donating 1% of his $700 million to charity.
Oh, only one?
I think it's 1%. I'm so fucking pissed.
Wait, so why didn't he go to the Giants? Because they're broke as fuck?
Apparently there is a new sports kind of like outward take of like San Francisco City is so shitty that no athlete, like no top athlete wants to go play there. So
it's true.
I don't know. LA is just as shitty. There's other
shitty
places.
No way. Are you kidding me? You know where Otani's living? Malibu, baby.
He's honestly probably living in a nice ass spot.
I know he's taking care of his translator too, right?
Yeah.
He's like translators getting paid as like hella money.
Yep.
That's sick.
And then he has a clause in his contract
I gotta learn.
Dude, honestly, because the Giants...
Signed up for Duolingo.
The Giants signed a Japanese player, and I guess... Or I think it was a Japanese player.
Yeah.
And the translator was so bad for the Giants because it was the Giants...
Translator.
That we assigned one for him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't translating his questions like good at all.
He's just making shit up.
Yeah, he was just like what's the website? Like if you didn't read the book, it was just like
Cliff Notes.
Cliff noting everything for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, he says he's very excited to be here.
San Francisco is a shitty city, but he just decided to come here anyway for the money.
Yeah, it was made for him. by the way, this is everything he's saying. He's like saying one word answers and he's giving full on sentences.
Yeah, but that was that. And then Draymond Green suspended. And
yeah, for backwards slapping somebody.
The Bay has taken L's after L's.
I saw that clip. I was like, oh, could it be that bad, right?
Did you watch this shit?
Yeah, I saw it live. Boom!
So we went out to dinner or whatever after the cart or whatever.
Yeah.
And I saw it happening and I was just showing every single person. Every single person's reaction was just jaw-dropping. I was like, well, he's gone.
Well, it's so obvious, too. Look.
He... like fucking just turned around and just bitch slapped him. No, it was a punch. I think it was like a close fist punch. So everyone was like trying to guess how long he would be suspended for because he just got back.
Yeah.
After doing some like choking Rudy Gobert shit.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's suspended indefinitely and he has to go to counseling until he can come back. And
look at the guy's face.
Oh yeah. Dude, it was instant jaw drop, like, stupid. Like, why would he ever do that?
He made it seem like an insurance scam. Whoa!
So the guy that he hit, Nurkic, he did a post-game interview, and he was like, that brother needs help. And then now everyone is just saying, like they're treating him like he's psychotic. And
Insane asylum.
Yeah.
Well, dude, he's been having a rough couple years.
Yeah, so he's suspended indefinitely. And best of luck, Draymond.
Good luck to your Warriors, buddy.
Yeah, the Bay is taking L's. But I will expect my Christmas gift, Waleed,
That's
coming.
Right. We'll expect another owl, buddy. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to episode 67 of the Zach and Waleed Show.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Next week's episode will be the best of episode.
Yes.
So Kyle has done a great job piecing together. He watched all of our episodes again in one night, and he pieced together the
and then he
top
said,
moments.
He texted us. He said, I fucking hate you guys so much. This was brutal. I never want to watch it.
So happy holidays. You guys can tune in next week to watch our best of the funniest moments and only funny. Like,
yeah, try not to laugh challenge. Try not to laugh challenge, Zach and Waleed edition.
We'll see you guys in the new year.
Bye.
Goodbye.